Kiritinam gadinam chakahastam. Ichchami tvam drashtumaham tataiva. Teneva rupena chaturbhujena. Sahasabhaho bhavam vishvamurte. Go for it. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam. Ichchami tvam drashtumaham tataiva. Tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena. Sahasabaho bhava vishvamurte. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam. Ichchami tvam drashtumaham tataiva. Teneva rupena chaturbhujena. Sahasabaho bhava vishvamurte. Translation and purpose of the divine grace of Prabhupada. Kiritinam. With helmet. Gadinam. With club. Chakrahastam. Disc in hand. Ichchami. It's two times.
Sure.
So, sorry, my Guru Maharaj is into the pronunciation. Ichchami. Yeah, one more time. Ichchami. And then, I wish. Tvam. You. Drashtum. To see. Aham. I. Tatha eva, in that position. Tena eva, in that. Rupena, form. Chatuhu bhujena, four-handed. Sahasabaho, a thousand-handed one. Bhava, just become. Vishvamurte, O universal form. So why is it not Vishvamurti? Like Vishnumurti? You know Vishnumurti. So you're used to hearing Vishnumurti or Vishvamurti. So why is it not Vishvamurti? You have any idea? Why did it change? This changing of books is too much. Yeah, we are familiar with Vishnumurti, right? We know form would be Murti. Why Murte? You could tell from the translation, maybe. Oh, it said in the translation, oh, universal form. So this is called a vocative case, like when you address someone. Just like Hara. Why is not Hara? Her name is Hara, but we say Hare because it's addressing. Or Hari, is the meaning is also Hari, yes? It's the address form, the vocative case, both of Hari and Hara. And here, Vishvamurte, so also ending on E. So in some languages it's still there, but not in all languages. So, and then what else will we learn from Sanskrit today? Sahasra, what does that mean? Sahasra. Yeah. It's a little similar to English. Sahasra, thousand. Yes. What is four in Sanskrit? Yeah, chatur. Huh? How do you know? Because I go to Mangalarti. The fourth verse starts with four, right? Chatur vidha shri bhagavat. So all it can help you to remember. How do you say again four? Well, tell me, what's the fourth verse of the Gaur Vashtika? Ah, Chatur Vidha. Okay, so Chatur. Or in the Singha, Chatur Dasi. What's the meaning? Chatur Dasi? Yes, very good. You know everything. So, and then rupa, we were familiar also. So sometimes you can try to learn a new word, like kiritinam. Was that? With a helmet. And then chakra hastam, chakra in the hands, a disc in the hand. And gadinam, was that? If you go to Mayapur, you may know, right? Because there's a building called Club Building, right? And there are all kinds of clubs. It's full of clubs, the whole building. So after wandering around for a while, so you can remember, club is gada, because they call it gada in Bengal. So here we are. Sahasra Baho is a thousand armed one. Baha. Mahabaho. What is Mahabaho? From Bhagavad Gita. And Andrei, remember. Mahabaho. Strong armed one. Right. Big armed one or strong armed one. And then Bhava, we have in many songs. Bhava means just become. So remember these words. A few of them at least. And then, because it's possible to learn each class one verse. Just like today, as we were chanting, Sureshwar Prabhu came to mind, and he had told us when he was here, well, that at one point I decided, I want to learn the Bhagavad Gita, because I want to know what the truth is about. So, and he managed to do it, so it's not impossible. So. But we would make a fair amount of advancement if we would be sitting here and every time remember the verse, right? Even if we were to remember 50% or 75%. So, Srila Prabhupada, he had this little desire, and maybe some of it can become true. Because it's very poetic, isn't it, this text? It's every, like in the concluding verses of the fifth chapter of the Brahma Samhita, it said that in the spiritual world, every word is a song. So these shlokas are songs. So like 700 songs in one book. Collection of songs. Mm. So, translation. O universal form, O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your form, armed form, with helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form. Would you like to repeat it? O universal form. O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your form, armed form, with helmeted head, and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita 5.39, it is stated, Ramadi murti shukalani yamena tishtan. The Lord is eternally situated in hundreds and thousands of forms, and the main forms are those like Rama, Nasinga, Narayan, etc. There are innumerable forms, but Arjuna knew that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, assuming his temporary universal form. He is now asking to see the form of Narayan, a spiritual form. This verse establishes without any doubt the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all other features originate from him. He is not different from his plenary expansions, and he is God in any of his innumerable forms. In all of these forms, he is fresh like a young man. That is constant feature. That is a constant feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the constant feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yeah, beautiful. That one who knows Krishna becomes free at once from all contamination of the material world. One who knows Krishna at once becomes free from the contamination of the material world. Omagyanati miranda saganjana shalakaya chakshur nitam yena tasma shi gurave namaha. Ukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate karinyat kripatamaham vande shi gurindinatarina. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamini. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasatyani Shatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So another verse full of exciting information. Now Srila Prabhupada is quoting from the Brahma Samhita, fortunately discovered by Lord Chaitanya in South India. One chapter only, but not only, it's quite a lot. Srila Prabhupada, among the recommendations he made, one of them was to daily recite the Brahma Samhita. He wanted us to learn particularly some verses, and the whole Brahma Samhita is included, Ishopanishad in full, and then chapter 2 of the first canto. Recently I came across. Here, Srila Prabhupada often quotes from the Brahma Samhita and some verses especially. So this is one so often quoted. And he refers also to this other verse that Krishna is ever youthful. It's also mentioned in the same book. Although it's Purana, it's also Navayovana, always fresh. So this tendency that we project our experiences among the humans on God, so that fallacy is exposed by Srila Prabhupada. We should not consider God to be one of us. So that some artists have depicted Lord Krishna as very old, or God as very old, because they use their logic. But sometimes logic does not apply to God, or he's not limited by logic. But the tendency is there to do so. We must be very careful, so that we don't make an image of God according to our whims. So we tend to measure sometimes by our limited understanding. If he's the first created being, Adi, right? Anadi, yes. Without origin, and also the origin of everything. That's in the first verse of the fifth chapter. So there he says, so that doesn't mean that he's also necessarily like with old features. So that's stressed also in this verse, that he's ever fresh. And that is interesting, right? So that makes him Krishna all attractive, because in the present day society also, whenever there is like commercials or advertisement, so young people, they get to be the models, because everybody wants to be eternally young. So Krishna is a role model. He's ever fresh, and he's so attractive with this feature. So he has his childhood baby pastimes, let's say. He just meditates a lot. But then he doesn't grow beyond 16 to 20. Although he's on the 125 years old here on the picture. But he's still very fresh. So, okay. So. Okay, what was the source? Where? Good. I don't know which question I need to ask. Yes. But I don't remember also. So I won't insist on the source then. Okay. Why didn't you ask for a source? About which lecture? Srila Prabhupada, he knows. I won't argue with Srila Prabhupada. He knows. So, in the Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishta. So all these forms, right? So many forms of Krishna. And they're they all have the same power. What was the comparison given? Very famous. Yes. And then what about candles? Exactly. So that's given in the Brahma Samhita also. And Srila Prabhupada often refers to this comparison. So does it make it helps? Analogies help to understand. So what's the difference between Vishnu and Krishna? Well, there is no difference, and yet there is a difference in a way. But there's also some other differences. But they are all very attractive. And somebody, isn't it, that throughout the year we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and also there are these appearances, like, let's say, Lord Varaha. Ecstatic pastimes. Especially when an expert devotee, sometimes we hear these expert classes, isn't it? Somebody, I remember actually last Varaha appearance, Mother Urmila gave a class, and it was one of her favorite pastimes, and she was so enthusiastic about it, and giving such a wonderful class. So another time I heard another devotee describing the fight between Hiranyaksha and Lord Varaha, underwater fight. But it's much better than all these films together. And so vividly described, and it's exciting. Even though we worship Lord Shyamasundar, Lord Gopinath, and we, in a way he's considered to be, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the topmost source of inspiration and the Ishtadev. And yet we can be totally enlightened also by hearing the other pastimes. Just like, isn't that wonderful? You have an itch on your back, and then you enact such a complicated, wonderful pastime. Two powerful nations, they want to enjoy the senses, and for that they have to churn an ocean. Imagine, and it's such a quite a operation to churn an ocean. And they finally came up with a good idea. We'll churn it using a huge mountain, Mandara Mountain, and then we have a suitable rope in form of Vasuki, a giant snake. After figuring out who was going to hold the head and who was going to hold the tail, so the demons and the demigods, they came to an agreement and they started churning. But then this problem came, the mountain was going down, and then Lord came to get relief of his itch, like as Kurma, as a giant tortoise, supporting the mountain at the same time, serving both the demons and the demigods to get their purpose, to achieve their purpose. It's so, what a plot for something, so an exciting adventure. As a devotee can feel so much attraction to such a pastime where a giant tortoise has an itch and then it's solved by a huge mountain being churned, and then so many things come out of this ocean, first poison and all kinds of unwanted things. Also, this is the nature of pursuing sense gratification. You have a wonderful plan, but there's so many side effects of the plan. So there's also so many wonderful lessons to learn from all these pastimes. So unlimited forms. Some are described and predicted in the Vedas, and others are not. Like waves in a river or in the ocean. So many incarnations there are, so many forms of the Lord. And the Lord is also so kind as to appear to a devotee in the form he prefers. Srimad Bhagavatam also states. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had in several occasions recommended Arjuna to meditate on his form. But it's interesting how Srila Prabhupada comments, like in 8.7, that's one of the famous verses, so where Krishna says, therefore, at the same time, do your work and also meditate on me. One does not exclude the other, he says. So very practical philosophy for a man of the world like Arjuna, for instance. What can you do? You're a military man and there is a war, so you can't chant some extra rounds on such a day. So that verse is saying that you do your duty and always think of me at the same time. In the form of Krishna, it's mentioned there. So as I mentioned, generally we meditate on the two-handed form, although here Arjuna is asking for the four-handed form, interestingly. And in the purport of that verse 8.7, Srila Prabhupada writes, so the Lord does not say that one should give up his prescribed duties or engagements. One can continue them and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's name, one will be transferred to the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, without a doubt. So this translation we have, especially in this chapter, in the 8th chapter, the translation of meditation into chanting. Srila Prabhupada translates meditation on Krishna with chanting Krishna's name as the easiest way of meditating on Krishna. So we are supposed to remember Krishna when we chant Hare Krishna. So it should be coming. When we do it nicely, attentively, so that will come. And so this is one of the recommendations for chanting, to meditate on the meaning. So, and then there are so many meanings also. And the acharyas, they give more and more meanings. But that's all right. Krishna is unlimited. But you could, for the time being, take some meaning of it. So we must have heard by now. So sometimes Rama can be referred, it can refer to Parashuram, for instance. Or it can also refer to Ramachandra. And to Balaram. That's Srila Prabhupada said, yes. So there are so many meditations in the Mahamantra. And then also, more specifically for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, for instance, some of our devotees now live in Vrindavan, so they stress a lot. They give us this information that, well, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this means Radharaman. And Hara is not Hari, but Hara is Radharani. And specifically, meditation on Radha and Krishna. So, okay, pick your choice. But try to chant meditatively, prayerfully especially. So sometimes we also meditate on the other meaning, the active meaning maybe of the, what would that be? Oh, my dear energy of the Lord, my dear all attractive supreme personality of God, please allow me to perform some devotional service, allow me to serve you. So all are wonderful. And we have the choice, and sometimes we can change. But in this way, isn't it when we chant nicely, prayerfully, then we remember Krishna, we are meditating on Krishna. The name is also non-different. So if we hear all the syllables nicely, by first pronouncing them nicely and pronouncing them, all of them, so then we are meditating in a very profound way. So this is the theology of the sonic yoga, we could call it sound yoga. And in 922 also, I would like to mention that one. Krishna says, those who always exclusively serve me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form. Yes? Exclusive devotion, ananyas chintayantumam yejana pariupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshema vahamyaham. There is a blessing here also. So there is the injunction of meditating on Krishna and he's making it stronger by giving a blessing. If you do so, if you do it with exclusive devotion, then what? I will carry what you like and I will preserve what you have. So in this way we don't even have to be in anxiety about all what is worthy of being anxiety of. Sometimes there's many anxieties, especially nowadays, even in Radha Desh. Sometimes devotees are in anxiety. It's possible because we've seen it. But when we meditate on Krishna with exclusive devotion, so we wouldn't have to do that because we can count on Krishna. He's saying, I will take care of what you're missing. I will bring that. And maybe you have some experience. Would you have some experience of that? You were in anxiety of something, but before you you did nice, or Krishna is so merciful anyway, he wants to serve his devotees, so to the extent we becoming devotees, sometimes Krishna serves us. So sometimes which seemed really difficult, it was already taken care of. Does it happen? And it strengthens, of course, our faith when something like that happens. So if Krishna is both the oldest and also always a fresh youth, that seems quite contradictory. So how then would we reconcile this? Not necessarily we have to reconcile it. We could just, like it was mentioned very recently, that God is per definition the one who reconciles all contradictions in Him. So we just on faith, except that spiritual dimension is a little bit spiritual reality. Spiritual mathematics are a little different from material mathematics, and the surrender will lead to understanding at one point. It may be revealed to us whatever we are not quite clear about right now about Krishna. And when we understand Krishna, when he gives the intelligence for that, the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam, after we served him, Satatam Kirt, when we served him with love, Priti Purvakam, Bhajatam, then we will be free from all illusion. So that was also this today's purport. We will be free by knowing Krishna, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, Evam Yoviti Tat Fatah. By knowing Krishna in truth, we are free from illusion. We are free to go, and we can return to him. Then, even we are still in the material body, we are already in spiritual consciousness, because we live with Krishna. So that is just about to happen for all the sincere sadhakas. It's a matter of time. In good faith, we may pursue the path of devotion, because we've seen so many wonderful examples, and there's now books about them, about devotees from among us, practically speaking, who have gained, by the end of their life, and sometimes they had to leave quite suddenly, but in a short time before leaving the body, they caught up with all what was not learned, and they gloriously left. And it's so wonderful to read these testimonies of devotees. Have you read some of them? Sometimes they were famous disciples of Srila Prabhupada even, and also senior devotees. I can recommend to read about, there's plenty of books published now. One was Servant of Love, about Mataji Kirtida, who left in Vrindavan, her body. And now is a book about Death Divine. There's five Vaishnavis living their body. And many other books like that. I wanted to sing this song, because in 8.7, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada referred to meditating on Krishna, and meditating on the name. So this song consists of names of Krishna. You may know, but could you also give some song? Yeah, Shamati, I'll tell you the pitch. It's on page 58. And as we sing, Mother, would you play cartels? And as we sing, we can meditate deeply on Sri Vrindavan Dham. All these names are almost all of them are related to Vrindavan, but they are also Mathura, the killer of many demoniac dynasties. Yeah, the translation is, Lord Krishna is the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, the transcendental lover in the land of Raja, the delight of Gokula, Kana. So this is very intimate name of Krishna. Also Krishna, but also Kana or Nanda Dulal. He likes to be called, especially in relation with his devotees. Did you know that? Because he's very attached to his devotees. So if you say Nanda Nandana or Yashoda Nandana, so these are very ecstatic names. They're all primary names, by the way. And he steals the mind of even Cupid, Manohara, Rupa Manohara. Now you know what is the meaning of our vice president. So, and he punishes the Kaliya serpent. These pure holy names of Lord Hari are full of sweet nectarian pastimes. Amala Harinam, Amiya Vilas. Amiya, it sounds like honey, right? Du miel. So this is very sweet. And then Krishna is the lord of the 12 forests of Vraja, Vipina Purandara. He's ever youthful. You see? Here you go. And he's the best of lovers. He's always playing on a flute, and he's an excellent dresser, Suvas. Krishna is the protector of the inhabitants of Braja, the destroyer of various demoniac dynasties, the keeper and tender of Nanda Maharaja's cows, the giver of pleasure to the cows, land and spiritual senses, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Madhava, the butter thief, Navanita Taskara, and the beautiful cowherd boy of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Godana Rakovana, Asundara Nanda Gopala. Krishna wanders along the banks of the river Yamuna. Tata, here's another word to learn. Tata is, means banks. So, and Yamuna Tata, the banks of the Yamuna. So he wanders there along these banks. Did you know that? Yes, huh? He stole the garments of the young damsels of Raja who were bathing there. He delights in the mellows of the Rasa dance. He is very merciful. Kripa Moya. The lover and beloved of Srimati Radharani, Sri Radha Vallabha, the great dancer of Vrindavan, Vrindavana Nattabara, and the shelter and only refuge of all of you.